You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. I'm Catherine Monahan. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined today by Aaron Jacobs. He's the Senior Service Hydrologist and Meteorologist. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So looking back over the most recent weather, we had this atmospheric river projected. In Petersburg, it was not too dramatic. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it looks like you guys had a glancing blow. Majority of the heaviest precipitation did fall down into the Ketchikan and the southern portions of Prince of Wales Island there. And they got over the two-day event, it kind of came in two different waves. It got about like 4 inches of rain, like in about an inch and a half, and then another inch and a half to 2 inches on the second one. So the Petersburg area kind of got, again, a glancing blow, and looks like over that time frame, the Petersburg area got about like 2 to 3 inches of rain, looking at most of the daily amounts were under an inch, so it may not seem like a lot for our standards, but over a cumulative period, yeah, it actually added up to be a fair amount of rain over the last 5 days, 6 days.
Okay, yeah, thank you. What can we expect heading into the next few days?
Well, at least right now you guys are going to start seeing a break in the weather and a little less in the precipitation. I know is precipitating right now, but through the day, the rain and the shower should be diminishing out and should have a decent day coming into at least the afternoon hours. And then we do have another weather system that's going to be moving through, but it's going to first hit the northern portions of the panhandle, and that's kind of maybe what you guys are hearing right now, where the northern half is going to see another quick-moving atmospheric river. It's going to move through the region through tomorrow, and then it's going to kind of slide into the Petersburg area towards Friday, so we're going to see rain kind of move back into the region around then. Mainly light, but it will start to pick up to be on the heavier side by Friday night and then kind of continue into Saturday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Wind-wise with this, I know definitely people still out there fishing and recreating. There will be some wind, but not anything too strong to begin with into tomorrow. But as we step into a Friday and a Saturday, there could be a little bit more stronger southeast winds in and around the Petersburg area.
Thank you. You're talking about the channels, the ocean channel?
Yeah, kind of right around where Stevens Passage near the Leconte Glacier area and stuff like that through that area right in front of Petersburg.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Aaron.
Not a problem. Pleasure to be on. And remember to check back to the National Weather Service webpage for any updates on the holiday weekend.